I mean, I've always made film since I was a kid, and I started basically right back with some friends from school, basically making war films in sort of oversized jackets and helmets and stuff, and it kind of went from there.
And you did a film 3 years ago called Through the Lens. That was around 2014 sort of time as well.
Yeah.
That, I guess, was one of your biggest things to date. How much of a success was that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, so basically, so I'd always made shorts before Through the Lens, and I think I finished university and I wanted to kind of test myself, and went straight into basically making the feature film, which took 3 years. And I think I went in with quite sure of myself, and I thought, like, you know, I'm just going to go for it. So I did a lot of things that I've learned from. It was a very valuable learning experience. We did get a distribution deal. So it did come out in the States. It, you know, came out on all the normal platforms like iTunes and Amazon and all the rest of it. And it's just come out on DVD in the States as well, as of last month, I think.
Great. So that, from that point of view, is a success. Is it fair to say that that film in particular was a success based on that?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it was the biggest thing that I've done so far. It was a very valuable learning experience for me, and it provided some good contacts as well going forward. Certainly the people that ended up distributing the film have signed similar agreements to upcoming films from now on as well. So, yeah, it was a very, very good experience.
Yeah, sounds like you enjoyed it, but did you have any challenges along the way? And if so, what were they and how did you overcome them?
I would say the film was full of challenges. It was made on a shoestring budget. I think it was made for £20,000, and even that was quite hard to get. So we went all over the place pitching and talking to as many people as possible. And, you know, we eventually landed on, what, this £20,000, and then just sort of went for it. And I think that in itself proposed a lot of different sort of problems, because we couldn't afford to pay people. Everyone was doing it out of the goodness of their heart. And I mean, we had people, my parents were very kind in the sense that they put up quite a few cast and crew in the back garden in tents. We had people staying with neighbours. Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of different problems with it, but, you know, it was a very good experience overall.
How long did it take to make the film?
A lot longer than I thought it was going to take, to be fair. I think I finished university and I wanted to make a feature film, and I didn't realise it was going to take a year to write. I didn't realise it was going to take a year to raise the money and shoot. And I certainly didn't think it was going to take a year to edit. And then I didn't even think about distribution, which was an afterthought, which in retrospect is the first thing that you get before you even start a project.
Which university did you study at, and what sort of stuff were you doing alongside your course to help you develop your passion for films and keeping on keeping that going?
Absolutely. I mean, so I studied at Queen Mary University of London. I studied film studies. It was a really good course. I met a lot of good people. And I think I was always making films on the side, which kind of got me into quite a lot of trouble because I was often absent from the course because I was engaged in various film projects that, you know, were already happening. And I was sort of submitting films that I was working on that weren't anything to do with the course for the course. And so I did get into a little bit of trouble there. But no, it was an excellent course, and it definitely made me watch a lot of different films that I wouldn't otherwise have watched, which was very valuable, I think.
Yeah, we talked about Through the Lens earlier on. There was another film that you were involved with as well called Buried, which I believe got onto television. That was a success for you as well. There's other things that I've seen as well, Spotters, Flying a Kite, and so on. How did you find being involved with all those different productions? Because obviously the first one I mentioned there got onto television.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was back in 2006. So we were about 16, 17 at the time. It shows how long I've been doing this, about 12 years, roughly. But I think, no, it was, it's been, I mean, Buried was one which was a great learning experience. We worked with industry professionals and for the first time and got lots of sort of guidance from them. But also, I was very stubborn and I've always been quite stubborn. So I kind of wanted to go my way on it, and that was a good experience. And I mean, each one has taught me different things. I think Buried was a film I seem to remember was, it taught me that you can have a film which, if you think it's 10 minutes, it needs to be 10 minutes. If you think it's 5 minutes, it needs to be 5 minutes. But make sure that you get the brief right, because if you've got a 10-minute film and then in the edit someone, you know, turns around and says, actually, this film's supposed to be 5 minutes long, it's going to be tricky. And that was certainly how that one turned out.
In terms of the great Hollywood people, we know there are a lot of greats in the industry at the moment, and also of all time, when you think about the great film directors. Who inspires you the most out of the greats, and why?
Oh, I don't know. That's a difficult question. I have always liked Hollywood cinema. I guess that has inspired quite a lot of the films that I've made. So everything from Hitchcock to Ridley Scott. And, you know, I think while I studied film studies and it was fantastic to watch all these different films from different genres and different areas of the world, and some of them were great inspiration, certainly for Through the Lens. It kind of did focus me on the kind of stuff that I really liked, which was more that kind of stuff. So,
in terms of the internet as well, obviously the internet has changed everything really in the world that we live in.
Yeah.
And there were so many different platforms now TV, Netflix, just to name but a few.
Yeah.
Has that been a help or a hindrance in your quest for stardom in terms of filmmaking?
Well, I think that for me, some of the best stuff on that you can watch currently is being produced by Amazon and Netflix and people like that. Some of the Netflix originals and Amazon originals are fantastic. And I think for TV, it's a really exciting time because I guess the constraints aren't there that might be if you were a big studio.
Yeah. And the future as well is the final thing I'd like to touch on really with you. What's in the pipeline for the years to come and the weeks to come?
Well, there's two projects that I'm working on at the moment. One of them is a short film that is set on another planet, which is an interesting one. It's going to be shot in Iceland. That is just a short 6-minute film, sort of science fiction. And the other is a longer project, which is a sort of Norwegian horror film, which actually has been in a pipeline for a little while now. But obviously, these things have to go alongside other work, you know. So I spent about a year working in London, producing documentaries and films on artists and art history, and now I work for a educational and tech startup in Cambridge called Cam Bioscience, and you know, so I'm running the film and video department there as well. So there's a lot of stuff that I'm working on at the moment.
It sounds like you're putting your passion into your day job as well, which is quite good. I mean, they always say that if you do something that you love as a job, you never do a day's work. Are you finding that with the job?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I feel like film and video and that kind of stuff is pretty much all I'm really good at. So I kind of have to I have to pursue that.
It's like your destiny, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah, well, I don't really have much choice.
Anyway, thank you very much indeed for joining us, Oscar, and
thank
good luck with
much.
All your projects.
Thank you. Cheers.